Wednesday, February 6th, 2019. This is episode 322, and I am your host, Patrick. 22 degrees here in upstate New York. Feels like 13. Highs are going to be about 36. Winds are out of the north, northeast, 7 miles per hour. Hey, we did it all in one take, and it was with a ringtone. Why? I don't know. Why not? I'm always trying to do something different here. This is episode 322. We've got a lot of them in the can, so I'm trying to do something different here. We live on a planet and always try to be creative and do something. And I talked about ringtones just recently, and we opened up one of the songs one of our podcasts with a ringtone, and it was fun. And I like doing the show all in one take. That's fun for me. You know, I don't edit myself in life when I'm talking to somebody, so I'm just talking to you, so why would I do a bunch of edits? I don't do any post-edits. People that do that on podcasts, kudos to you. Kudos to you to take that time and really polish your podcast and make it professional and sound so, I don't know, awesome. I'm not that guy. I still don't think I'm podcasting. I think I've got a little radio station, and I've got a producer who's losing his mind always because I'm behind schedule or I'm saying things maybe I shouldn't say, or who knows. I have just a little fantasy that happens every once in a while when I push this red button and I come out and talk to you guys. And I'm glad that you're here with me to do that. Seems like just yesterday that you were here. It was Monday was the last episode. What? Dream? Okay. Yeah, random. It's a random show. If you've joined me before, you know what you're into. If you've never stopped over, thank you. I'm glad you found the show, and sit back, get yourself something to drink. I know I've got myself a cup of coffee that I need to cap off when we take our break. When we come back, we'll dive into all kinds of stuff and things. I'm glad you're here. We'll be right back. Stick around. Welcome back. Did you get yourself something to drink? I capped off my coffee. I drank a lot of coffee ever since I got sober. It's like my addiction now. Caffeine, I'm definitely highly addicted to caffeine. I'm thinking I'd like to do something. I have a YouTube channel, and I have like 2 subscribers because I have nothing up. I'm shy, camera shy. I'm not a shy guy. I'm really not. I'm real outgoing and everything, but I don't want to be behind the camera, but I thought it would be fun. Part of me thinks it would be fun to set up a camera. Well, not a camera, but just a phone and videotape like a live stream of We Live on a Planet. So I can show you behind the scenes of what goes on of how I do the show. And when I take that break, what's going on? Am I doing nothing, or am I really doing stuff? I'm doing stuff because I do the show all in one take, and I don't post edit like I was saying. And it's not that I don't care. I care deeply. We live on a planet. It's my little baby, and I always want to see it grow. Definitely. It's not that I don't care. It's more fun for me when I come out and just enjoy myself and just kind of having fun and playing. We don't play much as adults anymore. And I don't think of myself as almost 49. I really don't. In my brain, I am not a 49-year-old man. I am still a big kid. Let's start off with a big quote. How about that? Obstacles can't stop you. Problems can't stop you. People can't stop you. Only you can stop you.
Stop it. Get some help.
Stop it and get some help. Only you can stop it. I know right now I get into my brain way too much. Way too much. I think we all, you know, and especially as a creative. I've never thought of myself as a creative, but now that I have been having, you know, 300 some odd plus episodes, I'm like, you know what? I think that's what I am doing. I feel I am a creative. And when you do put out an episode afterwards, you're like, oh no, should I have said this? Should I have said this? Why did I say this? Why did I say this? And I'm like, you know what? Stop it. just stop it. Whoa, stop it in my mind. Whoa, we're having a dance party here. We live on a planet. Stick around when we come back. We'll learn something. I like to learn here. We live on a planet. Oh my God. Yeah. Stop it in my mind. We'll be right back. I hope you come back after that. Welcome back. I love how I have like little interludes like this. Is it going to play? Oh, couldn't even hear it. Can you try that again? Do we got technical difficulties? Try it again. Oh, yeah. Thank you, Anchor, for allowing to have interludes and sound effects and all that kind of stuff to polish off the show a little bit. So I do, like I said, I do care. And it's fun to play all those things. Are you ready to learn something?
Gonna learn today.
You know this one. You've been around the planet long enough breathing oxygen. Are green and black olives the same? Do you like olives? I love olives. I like both green and black. The color of the olive corresponds to the ripeness of the fruit when picked. That is, green olives are picked before ripening, and black olives are picked while ripe. I like both. My wife is not a fan of green olives. Like egg salad, I have to have egg and olive. I don't have to. I'll have either. But I really like egg and olive salad, where she is. No, just egg salad minus the green onions. I like them. I like those. I know I'm probably not going to say it right. Katamala olives. Those real salty, briny. Those are good. Those are real good. I could eat like an olive and cheese and meat plate. Sounds yummy right now. Even though it's 5:30 Eastern Standard Time a.m. Maybe it's not that time for you, but it is here. We live on a planet. Like I said, it would be fun to maybe get a video camera. Holy cow, I'm dating myself. Yeah, pull out the old video camera, put in the old VHS, and start up a live stream. What the hell? But that would be fun. I think I'd do it. I don't know. I'd have a lot of pressure under me. Sometimes I don't know. Sometimes I'm like, you hear that? That's my brain. Sometimes it does that. It sizzles. So it's bacon. Now I want to have some bacon. Olives and bacon. Would that work? I don't know. That's a lot of salt. I'd be probably bloated afterwards. Speaking of bloated, I'm trying to get rid of my bloat. Going back to the gym. Me and my wife started going to Planet Fitness the other day. And if you follow the show, thank you if you do. I wonder why. Sometimes it's a train wreck, isn't it? But we're back at the gym. And if you follow the show, you know I used to go. I used to go quite religiously to Planet Fitness. And even here in the wintertime when we got dumped on last winter, we got over 11 feet of snow. I was out there clearing off the car and going on, doing the show first thing in the morning, going to the gym, all that stuff, and talking to you guys on the way to the gym. Anchor was a lot different. They pushed it. It was called Radio Reinvented. Radio for the people, by the people. And it was different. And you did little 5-minute recording segments. Then they changed it and they had it be longer. But I did it very like bloggy, you know, social media. I would pick up the phone and just talk to you guys and say, hey, I'm going to the gym and I'm doing this. And it's changed. I changed now. Episode 322 that we're on right now, things are different. That's why I'd like to get fire up the old VHS tape recorder and get one into the can. Maybe do that. That'd be fun. Would you be interested in watching that? Is that something you guys would be into? I don't know. I know that a lot of people are trying to find fame on YouTube, and that would not be my goal. I'm not trying to be famous. I think it would just be an experiment, something to push myself. You know, like I said earlier, obstacles can't stop you. Problems can't stop you. People can't stop you. Only you can stop you. So it'd only be me that'd be stopping myself from trying to do it. So maybe I will. I'm not sure. Let's learn some more. Well, since I have you right now, let's just do it. We'll pull it up. We'll get the word of the day. Something I started at the beginning of the year. You ready? Here we go.
Milfler.
Milfler? I can tell you what I think the definition is, but it's a lot different than what I thought. This one I did not know. What is it again?
Milfler.
Milfler, a pattern of flowers and leaves used in tapestry or porcelain or in other decorative items. So you know that pretty design and all that? That's Milfler. I thought it was something different. My mind went someplace else. At the moment, driving to town is like driving through the middle of a Milfler's tapestry. Huh. We learned something. I know I just did. That was interesting. I like learning. All right, let's head on over to the History Channel. I like to do that, and we'll find out what happened on this day of history, and then we'll open up the phone lines to you guys. I love doing that, so give me a buzz. Get a hold of me and be a part of the show. It'd be fun. Even if you just chime in to say, hey, what are you doing? I want to do one more thing before we take our break. Give me just a random sound effect. And then I'll, what is it, ad lib? Or I'll, what's the word that they use? Improv. Improv, what the sound effect is. And I have no idea what it's going to be. There's a button that my producer can push that's random. So here we go. You ready? I have no clue.
Smoke weed every day.
Good one. I really didn't set that up. Do that if you can. If you're living in a state that allows you, why not partake in that goodness that you were given? Helps with all kinds of things. All right, stick around. Yeah, say, maybe if I was doing the show live, maybe that would be happening behind the scenes if we live on a planet right now. Who knows? Not me. I'm not a lawbreaker. It's not legal here in New York. Yeah, right. Okay. Let's get on over to the History Channels. I'm rambling. History Channel and find out what happened, and then we'll open up the phone lines to you guys. We'll be right back. Welcome back, my friends. Thanks for joining me on my ramble edition. That's what I feel like this episode's been. I feel like I'm just kind of rambling a lot. I'm kind of on a little bit of a manic upswing. Even though I'm medicated and I take medicine and I see a doctor, there's no cure for bipolar. There really isn't. Yeah, I can only manage the symptoms. And right now I'm just happen to be where I'm very all over the place. So I apologize. And thank you though for bearing with me. Okay. Here's what happened on this day to my friends over the UK. On this day in 1952, after a long illness, King George VI of Great Britain and Northern Ireland dies in his sleep at the Royal Estate of Sandringham. Am I saying that right to my friends over the UK? And then Princess Elizabeth becomes Queen Elizabeth at the age of 25. Wow, isn't that crazy? Well, I think, well, she becomes actually the queen on June 2nd, 1953, at the age of 27. She was 25 when her dad died. So, 1971, a first in golf. Alan Shepard tees off on the moon. Can't imagine being on the moon. Can you believe that we made it to the moon? That man has stepped on the moon? And then that we decide, okay, well, we're up here. We might as well tee off a golf ball. That's what Alan Shepard did in 1971. 1864, General Robert E. Lee is named the Commander-in-Chief of the Confederate Army and only 2 months later has to surrender to Grant. I was really, really interested in the Civil War at one time. I still am. If you are, there's an author out there, Shelby Foote. Check him out. He is really, really good author on the Civil War. We have also on this day, not a lot happened to on this day. A lot of times I can dive and go more off the show of what happened on this day. And today's kind of was a little light. 1911, Ronald Reagan is born. That's kind of interesting. 1937, great book of Mice and Men is published. Really, really good book. Turned into a lot of plays and great movie. And Steinbeck is just some of his best work. Absolutely. All right, I think that's all we have for this day of history. Some day, like I said, some days it's really interesting, and I can just kind of branch off the show. And other days it's, although I think that in 1952 and was an interesting thing, especially if you're over in the UK. 1971. That kind of stuff's interesting. Since this is the ramble edition, let me ramble about bubble tea. Have you ever had bubble tea? I'm excited because you can find everything on Amazon. And I have some boba coming. It's B-O-B-A. And instead of the black tapioca, which you can get in bubble tea, you can get these boba that are like juice filled. And I'm excited to try it because I've only had those. I had like two of those tiny little bubbles from bubble tea. My wife had got some when her and my oldest daughter were in Rochester, because we don't have anything fancy like that here in the city of Oswego. I would like to, you know, speaking of like fancy things, and if you can say ramen and fancy, I've never had like real ramen. I've only had Oodles and Noodles ramen, and there's a ramen place in Syracuse, New York, which is only 45 minutes south of us. So I want to go check that out, and I bet they have bubble tea there. But I would like to try like real ramen. If you're from the bigger cities, you've had that stuff and you've had bubble tea, but us country folk, that'll be something fancy for me. Thanks for joining me on this ramble edition. I appreciate it. Let's open up the phone lines. I love hearing from you guys. See what you guys had to say about these past couple episodes. We'll be right back.
Hey there, Patrick. This is Mylar. I just want to congratulate you on an awesome episode, 321. It was just chock full of goodness, of ups and lows, and it had so much interesting things packed into a tiny little podcast that it really kept my attention from beginning to end, from the kidnapping of Patty Hearst to all of your listeners chiming in with wildly different stories. And some very inspirational quotes by Alan Alda. Ending the podcast that way was a wonderful way. Anyway, it was just a really well-rounded, very intriguing podcast all around. And I just wanted to say thank you for that. That it was a wonderful treat for my day. Hope you're having a good day, friend. Talk soon.
That's my friend Radio Mylar from Oh, What a Glorious Morning, chiming in on my last episode, episode 321. Thank you very much, my friend. Hopefully you find value in this. This episode's kind of pear-shaped. But I do appreciate you chiming in. And yeah, I love quotes. And the Alan Alda quote was awesome. And Alan Alda is an amazing man. So thank you. And I love phone calls like this because it encourages me to keep moving forward and doing what I'm doing. So go check out Radio Mylar and find out his podcast and what he's doing over at Oh, What a Glorious Morning. Thanks, my friend. Thanks for taking time out of your day to call into We Live on a Planet. I do appreciate it. Stick around.
Hey, Patrick. It's been a little while since I called in. Just wanted to check in with you and see how you're doing. I've been loving your episodes lately. Very clear, very smooth, joyful. I just appreciate your work right now. I haven't been making a whole lot of material myself. I'm just kind of taking a step back and just kind of evaluating and listening to other people and what I can learn. So, loved your episode yesterday. I've checked out some of the people you've recommended on here on Anchor, and I just want to encourage you to keep doing the great things that you're doing with your material. Have a good one.
Hey, thanks, Jason. I appreciate the encouragement, and I'm glad that you have been enjoying these past couple episodes and that you've just been getting value out of listening lately. And get back on your podcasting horse. We want to hear from you, and you can hear what's going on over at Jason's podcast at Good Vibes, Jason B. You can find him anywhere podcasts are found, and he is the seeker of knowledge, is what he's always on a quest for. And he's been supporting me here at We Live on a Planet for quite a while now, and I do appreciate that you tune back in to see what's going on. And thank you. Thank you for the encouragement. We got some more phone calls. These next couple answered a question that I was posing of what was a certain syndrome that Patty Hearst had, and I couldn't remember. And I had a couple call-ins from you guys that told me and educated me because I couldn't remember. Let's find out who they are who knew the answer. Stick around. We'll be right back. Thanks, Jason.
Hi, Patrick. In case no one has called in yet, it is called Stockholm Syndrome. Stockholm Syndrome. All right. Have a good day. Bye.
Hey, Patrick. Bugsy here. Yeah, the word you were looking for in the Patty Hearst case was Stockholm Syndrome. I had something else to say to you, but I can't remember what it was. Talk to you later.
That's my friend Lisa from Living with Lisa, Keeping It Real, and then Bugsy Malone. They both knew that it was Stockholm Syndrome. And I, in my mind, I kept thinking for some reason it was Munchausen Syndrome, which is much different. But thank you guys for knowing that answer and for just giving me a heads up, because I was like, hey, if you guys know what it is, it was right at the tip of my tongue and I couldn't remember. Go check out Living with Lisa, Keeping It Real. Her podcast is really good. And then go find Bugsy Malone anywhere podcasts can be found. And Bugsy, if you remember what it is that you wanted to say to me, give me a buzz. The phone lines are always open and I'd love to hear from you again. Looks like we have time for another call. Stick around. We'll be right back. Wonder who it could be.
Patrick, you're talking about 54 degrees in Oswego. Is that what you said? 54. It's just like 4 or 5 degrees warmer than that here. And I was running around cleaning my house, you know, washing the bedding. And dude, my dryer broke. So the only way I have to dry my clothes is either walk my happy ass down to the laundromat or hang them on the clothesline. Dude, it's raining. The sun is shining and it's raining. So my dryer is wet. That's what kind of day I'm having. And yes, I'm right there with you. Slap Tom Brady. Slap the Patriots. I wanted the Rams to win too, just because I don't like the Patriots. No specific reason, just I don't. Anyways, love you too. I hope you guys are having a great day. Enjoy this weather while it lasts.
Thanks, Tammy. That's Tammy from Awesome Sauce Radio. And talking a little bit about my last episode, I was saying how warm it was here in upstate New York. And there in the desert, it's rainy and just a couple degrees different. Wow, how weird. And yeah, I did want the Rams to win. We talked about that on my past episode, that I know there's a lot of haters out there, and I'm one of them, of, you know, but I do think that Brady, we are living in a time where we got to see some greatness, and he is one of the greatest of all times quarterback. If not, you know, Peyton Manning, though, too. Peyton Manning is right up there. But I'm sorry about your dryer. What a bummer. That stinks. Hopefully you get that fixed soon. And you'll be back up and running. Thank you, Tammy, for taking time to give me a buzz and call in just to say hello. Thank you, Radio Mylar and Jason and Living with Lisa and Bugsy. You guys, too, for taking time out of your day to call and be a part of the show. I really appreciate when you guys do that. You can be a part of the show, too. If you're using the Anchor app, Anchor has made it super easy. You just push that little button, leave me a one-minute message and or more. You can leave me 1 minute at a time, but leave me as many minutes as you'd like. And let me know what's going on wherever you're living on the planet. And I think that wraps up the show. Thank you so much. Oh, you know what I was going to say? If you're not using the Anchor app and you're listening through another podcast provider, you can be a part of the show too. Hit me at my website, WLOAP.com. There's a little phone icon. Hit that and it goes right to my voice message. It's my actual phone number. So you guys are getting the privilege of being able to reach right out and call me. Leave me a voice message. Thanks for allowing me to ramble on this episode. I feel like it was the ramble edition. But you know what? Obstacles can't stop you. Problems can't stop you. People can't stop you. Only you can stop you. And I'm not going to be stopped. I'm just going to keep moving forward today. Enjoy life and do the best I can to stay curious and not judgmental. And I hope that you can do that too. I'll talk to you guys again, my friends. Take care. Peace.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.